Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Pirelli Scorpion Weather Active. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Tomorrow, it's a USFL primetime showdown between the New Orleans Breakers and Jeff Fisher's Michigan Panthers. Kickoff is at 9 Eastern on FS1. Then Sunday, the league-leading Birmingham Stallions take on the Pittsburgh Maulers at 2 Eastern on Fox.
Anthony Slater works for The Athletic, and he covers the Golden State Warriors, which is a team full of personalities and stars, but yet as selfless as any in the sport. Anthony, we have talked about that today. You get so many things with them. You get experience, intelligence, versatility. But I think the secret sauce is, like Brady with New England, Steph Curry with the Warriors is the facilitator of all of it. He is selfless. He is smart. The way he moves and cuts. It's what is he like, first of all, to cover on a nightly basis, Steph Curry? Because I sit here and I watch him and I think, what a good dude. I'm not looking for bad sides or anything, but it looks like he would be fun to cover and discuss hoops with.
Yeah, he's gracious, really, would probably be the word I'd use. And it's not just to me. It can be to me. Last night I needed, you know, a quote for my story. Hey, can I get 2 minutes after he's done taking pictures with this group and talking to this, you know, minority owner of the team? And then, you know, he's waiting on Draymond Green for 12 minutes for his press conference to be done. And we all know, you know, how long Draymond Green's press conferences can go. And he just doesn't really complain about it. And you should just see in his daily life all the, you know, I guess just things he needs to do, all the directions he's pulled, family wise, organization wise, global icon wise, and you know, while doing it, you know, he stays clearly just so committed to the craft and so committed to staying in shape, defending, game plan, all that, and it just kind of permeates through the organization.
You know, they'd really get the most out of their players. Kayvon Looney is their big. He's become a rebounding menace. I don't know. I mean, it's incredible. Like, he is now, any loose ball he gets, are you surprised by what he's become?
Yes. I think they are a little bit, too. I mean, so many times in his early career, they tried to give up on him. They didn't pick up his fourth-year option because he had two hip surgeries his first two seasons. They drafted so many guys that were supposed to replace him. Damian Jones, Jordan Bell, James Wiseman. You know, they drafted the second overall pick was a center, you know, a couple of years ago. Yet it's Looney who has regained his health, rebuilt his body, gotten much bigger. He came into the league as kind of a wing, maybe a power forward.
Yeah.
He's had to upsize into a center to survive. And, you know, I think this season, the key, one of the keys to what he's become this season, they hired Nikola Jokic's old coach from Serbia. His name's Dejan Milojevic.
Yeah.
He's like, he teaches skill and, you know, some of the intricacies of being an undersized big man, which he was back in the day. They called him the Serbian Charles Barkley. And they hired him for James Wiseman. He's behind the scenes teaching James Wiseman, but he's their big man coach. So he also teaches Looney. And to me, you've seen a lot of his influence in Looney's game, in his improvement.
Did you think Andrew Wiggins, because I think Wiggins is a secret weapon against the Celtics, where you can just say, we don't need a ton of your offense, make life difficult for Jason Tatum, and he's twitchy enough to make it work. How surprised are you at how effective he's eventually become for this club?
Surprised. You know, when they got him, they didn't know what type of defender he could be. And I remember it was the pandemic season. They were the worst team in basketball. They made the trade. They shipped Russell off. They got him in. It wasn't for that season. It was for what they would eventually become. But they had a 12-game stretch before the pandemic hit that Wiggins played. And I remember Ron Adams at the time, who's considered like defensive mastermind in the NBA. He's still around the Warriors. He doesn't sit on the bench. But I remember after like five games, he was like, Wiggins is really good defender. He was like stunned at just you know, how quickly he could pick up game plan. Obviously, just his lateral quickness, his durability. That's something people don't talk about. Go look at his career game logs. It's 82 games, 81 games, 82, 82, you know, 40 minutes a night.
Yep.
Never really gets tired. You don't see him breathing hard, like ever. And you know, he has flaws, and particularly, you know, you look at the Minnesota days, it was a very inefficient 20 per game on a losing team that kind of built into his reputation, but they found the perfect role for him. And to be honest, I'd consider him probably a top 10 wing defender in the league.
Yeah.
I mean, you just saw what he did on Doncic. I thought he was better on Doncic than Mikal Bridges was.
Yeah.
Mikal Bridges was second in defensive player of the year. So, I mean, that says a ton. As you mentioned, he's going to matter next round, probably against Tatum. But he still does need to score. That's the other thing about him. They still need him to chip in that 15, 18 per game.
Yeah, no, it's a really good point. Plays a lot of minutes. He plays a lot of games. You know, one of the things, I have a bunch of buddies who are Warrior fans, and I always ask them this. I said, you know, Steph takes a lot of money, and Clay's got money, and Dre's got money, and Wiggins isn't cheap. Jordan Poole's very, very quick and very talented, but he's not consistent. Kuminga's not there yet, either is Wiseman. Moody's a fascinating player. They're expensive. They've got rising players, aging players. Anthony, at some point, somebody's going to move. Like, right? Like, something, you know, my gut feeling is they could get a lot for Jordan Poole, who may not be as good in another culture that he is with this one. I'm just, you know, throwing that out there. What's going to change if they win a championship over the next 2 years? Who's going to get moved here?
Yeah, so they kind of have a nice one-year cushion coming up where people are freaking out about the Jordan Poole situation because he is extension eligible this summer. But I think what people don't understand is extension eligibility doesn't mean he hits his max next season. He's making $3.9 million next season, regardless of if he agrees to an extension or not. By the time his extension would kick in, Andrew Wiggins will be off the books. Next season is Andrew Wiggins' last, you know, big season. The thought process was they'd probably let Wiggins' contract run out.
Yeah.
And by that time, Kuminga will be in his third year. Moody will be in his third year. You can kind of replace those minutes. I still think that's maybe the most likely plan, but Wiggins has played so well in these playoffs. And,
yeah.
And the Warriors are all about playoff players, right? Like, who fits in the playoffs. And you're seeing right now Wiggins fits, you know, what you need in the playoffs, probably more than Poole, at least the high, high level, just because of his defense. So, you know, maybe down the line, I could see the problem is the Poole's youth, and they're going to shift to me a younger team. So we'll see. The other thing is they're making so much money in these playoffs that, you know, I wouldn't put it past Joe Lacob. If they do keep winning, he'll just keep paying. I mean, he's shown he will just keep paying crazy tax.
Finally, Gary Payton II, a very versatile defender, another versatile defender for this team. Are we going to get him in the postseason? Because I honestly think he is – there's another secret sauce guy that you could throw on a you know, Jaylen Brown or a Marcus Smart. Is he going to play much in the finals?
Yeah, I do think he is. You know, the extended nature of the finals is very helpful for Gary Payton, where they have a week off. Doesn't matter what happens in the Celtics Heat series. Game one is June 2nd, which is next Thursday. Then there's 2 days off, you know, game two. 2 days off, game three. Game one will be 4 weeks from when he fractured his elbow. They gave him about 3 to 5 week timetable. He's one of those players and personalities that's like, when they give him the green light, like the second after he gets it, he's going to want to be on the court. He's got a free agency coming up. You know, he's never like, this is the first time he's finally broken into the league. He's at age 29. So it's so massive. This moment is so massive for him. I expect him to just rush onto the court, and he will matter in a Boston series. And I'm already basically considering it Boston.
Yeah.
You know, I could see him really as the Jaylen Brown defender. Jaylen Brown has a sloppy dribble, very talented, can be an X factor, but Gary Payton will go after your dribble. So I really like him in that matchup in this series.
At Anthony V. Slater of The Athletic covers the Warriors. Great insight, my man. Follow The Athletic, and thanks for coming on our show. I love the insight.
Yep, thanks for having me.
You bet. Anthony Slater, good stuff. What a fun team to cover, though, that the star has always got a couple minutes for you. Got a couple minutes. I like that.
I love the arc of the Warriors as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it really means something. Obviously, you know, when you go on a championship run, it always means something. But they've been out. Like, they've suffered injuries.
Like the worst team in the league for a year.
Like, they're hungry.
Yes.
Right now. A team that's already won championships and done this before.
Yeah.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd Show. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports. And now newly minted first-round picks like number one overall Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, J.J. McCarthy, Michael Penix Jr., and more. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net. with some of their first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out their most popular brands like Prism, Select, Donruss, and more, including Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen, such as Draft Night Instance. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd Show.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hi, it's The Herd. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. It's easy, 90 seconds. Use the code HERD, H-E-R-D. That's code HERD for new customers to get 150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball. For eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Vredestein tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office, install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that.
Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Vredestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Joy with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
OTAs, voluntary OTAs.
Woo, what's that mean?
Well, it means you don't have to be there, but we in the media are going to talk about it if you're not. And Lamar Jackson is not at Ravens OTAs. Now, there's obviously contract extension talks going on. And Ravens president Sashi Brown said the team is not worried about Lamar's absence, and he has still been working out on his own in the offseason. But Lamar has gotten some criticism for not being with the team. One of the recent critics was Chris Sims, who said someone like Brady wouldn't be missing OTAs in year four of his career. Well, Lamar responded to that on Twitter, saying, "Lamar wants to be Lamar, Chris. This is part of OTAs. It's voluntary, my guy. I will be there, just not on your watch. It's probably other quarterbacks not attending voluntary OTAs either, but since it's Lamar, it's a huge deal. Find something else to talk about." Chris did respond and say, you know,
now, Chris,
who was the Chris? Chris Sims.
Oh, Chris Sims. Chris, what are you doing?
Well, he did respond and say they do talk about other quarterbacks not being there. And, you know, they're going to talk about Lamar because Lamar Jackson is Lamar Jackson. I don't have a problem with Lamar not being there. I really don't care if any of these quarterbacks don't go. I just do think there are certain outlier situations, like in Aaron Rodgers.
With new receivers.
And a catastrophic end to your season. Not your season, because you have back-to-back MVPs. Yeah. But the team's season. That it probably makes sense to spend a little time with your new weapons.
Yeah.
I don't care that most of these players are not at OTAs. It doesn't matter. You're training on your own. Lamar Jackson is not someone I'm concerned about coming in shape or working out when he's away from the team. We know Lamar is a baller, and he's going to take care of himself and his body and work with a trainer away from voluntary OTAs.
The other thing we've learned, remember, you've got to play veterans in the preseason. Sean McVay said, "I'm not going to do that anymore," and they went 8-0. I think we spend a little too much time on the practice thing in football.
Yes.
Now, I think it's very realistic. If you have a bunch of new receivers, you know, Brady went to Tampa. It's like, I've never worked with Mike and Chris, and that's different.
Russell Wilson in Denver. If he wasn't working with receivers, I'd be like, that's a little concerning.
Yeah.
But to Lamar's point, everyone doesn't need to be there. If you're at the point in your career where you don't have to go to a voluntary OTAs, that's for rookies, that's for guys who are new in the building. Yeah. You're not. And unless you're purposely doing it with the message that you're sitting out or something or holding out, that's different. But I don't think it's a big deal that Lamar is not there. I do think it is a slightly bigger deal that Aaron Rodgers isn't at OTAs. So the Lakers season ended in disappointing 33-49 record and missed the playoffs. Arguably one of the more disappointing seasons in Lakers history.
Oh, I would think so. Because they were co-favorites, I think, to win the whole thing.
Massive expectations, and you have LeBron James and Anthony Davis. You have multiple Hall of Famers on that team. So it was the second straight year the Lakers championship's hope came to an abrupt end. And James Worthy thinks one of the reasons that his former team hasn't been successful recently is they are not focused on building the team properly.
The Lakers, I think they have refused to build over the years. We've had some good players, Ingram, Randall, Ball. We have tried to win quickly. If we trade away draft picks to try to win immediately. And I think they're going to have to really think about how they need to build. We need to create players that have cohesiveness. You see what happened in Brooklyn. You see what happened with the Lakers. Even though everyone experienced injuries, not an excuse, still should be playing better, or you should definitely be in the playoffs. So the Lakers have a lot. It's embarrassing and it's unacceptable.
So the Lakers won a championship 2 years ago. And when you're looking at some of the teams that build and develop players,
they don't have a lot of titles.
They don't have a lot of titles.
That's kind of a big thing.
Right. So I think you need a balance of high-level stars with the development of young players, or you do what the Lakers did and win a championship 2 years ago. So it's not like the Lakers aren't having success. And that, I think that kind of is the Lakers' poison, that it every once in a while does work out for them the way that they do business. So when you reinforce or reward, not I don't want to say bad behavior, but probably not the way you should be doing things, it's kind of hard to break out of that habit.
Sure.
But when you look at what's happened with the Lakers, let's call it over the last 7 years, right? Before LeBron got there, they were a catastrophe.
Yes.
And not winning. Like, it's not like they were dysfunctional, but they were still going to the playoff. Like, they were bad and not relevant, which is hard to do for the Lakers.
Yeah.
So to James's point, I don't know that they need to overcorrect and go to, drafting a bunch of, well, first of all, they can't because they don't have any draft picks.
Right.
But to completely change the way they do business as far as bringing in stars. So your point earlier, this is what the Lakers do. This is what Los Angeles is. We acquire talent.
That's what we do.
That is the fabric of this city.
And not just sports.
Right.
Everything.
Everything is acquiring talent. It is a talent-based city. That's what everyone in this entire city does.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what you do, from painting houses to gardening to everything. Everything revolves around the entertainment industry in this city, period.
Yeah.
So you can't just get away from what you are.
Yeah.
But in order to have sustained success, and that is my concern with the Lakers, because when LeBron is no longer here, which is not that far away, are you going to go back to what you were before him? Because you're not changing how you do business. And that's what I think James is getting at, is like, you don't have to overcorrect and go to a completely different way of doing things, because that's not who you are. But you've got to do things more functionally. So Zion Williamson missed all of last season due to a right foot injury. But now he can finally return. He has been medically cleared to resume all basketball activities with no restrictions. So, barring any more setbacks, this should pave the way for him to play again next season. He has missed, Zion, 149 of a possible 234 games with the Pelicans. He has missed 64% of the available games since he has been on the team.
And one more injury, and it's who he is. We got to be honest with that. If we get another one, that's who he is.
It's safe to say, and I love Zion, and you love Zion, it's safe to say his start in the NBA has been mostly disappointing.
Yes.
Can't go as far as to say bust or anything
like that. No,
not when
bust.
He's healthy in the floor, he is as dominant as we imagined he would be. But this is a very critical time for Zion Williamson.
Yep.
Like, this offseason, he has got to take care of his body, he has got to get in shape, and he's got to play a full season next year. Like, it's, well, all that talk about, like, he doesn't want to be with the Pelicans and all that, you're not even on the floor.
Yeah.
So
yep.
He has got to take it seriously, and everyone around him's got to push him, because we talked about this with Luka, obviously not the same situation, but you are what you are once you get into your third and fourth year in this league.
Yep.
And this is the time that you got to show that you're not an injury-prone player and that you're going to put your body first, which you need because you haven't been on the floor.
Joy Taylor with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
Always entertaining. J-Mac around the corner.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd Show. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports. And now newly minted first-round picks like number one overall Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, J.J. McCarthy, Michael Penix Jr., and more. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of their first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out their most popular brands like Prizm, Select, Donruss, and more, including Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen, such as Draft Night Instance. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd Show.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hi, it's The Herd. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Teams are knocking on the door of the conference finals, and DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered every step of the way with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Don't miss out. As the NBA postseason winds down, it's fantastic. Super easy to get started with DraftKings. If you're a first-timer, really easy. Try betting on something like a team to win. Go to DraftKings Sportsbook's app, select your team, and place your first bet. It's that simple, really. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. It's easy, 90 seconds. Use the code HERD, H-E-R-D. That's code HERD for new customers to get 150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office, install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
NASCAR fans, it's time to stack the cash. Fox Bet Super 6 is giving you a free chance to win Clint's cash this Sunday. The more people who enter the Stage 2 contest, the bigger the jackpot gets. Download the Super 6 app, make your picks, and invite your friends to play too.
The CFO that gets it, gets it. The CFOs that don't. Go to netsuite.com/herd. Let's go to Jason McIntyre. He knows his stuff. It's called Tomorrow's Headlines Today, where the former newspaper guy predicts the headlines for several huge stories. Let's get right into it. Tomorrow's Headlines Today. What are we going to see? Game 6 tonight, Heat and Celtics. J-Mac, what do you have for me?
I know your Memorial Weekend plans are centered around Game 6, right? The series has been so good, obviously, Colin. The headline will be Boston's Jason T. Party. I love that headline. I know you do. Sorry, Joy, the Heat are going down. Jason Tatum is just too good. Colin, I came on this network about 3 months ago and said Jason Tatum is the best one-on-one player since Kobe. People lose their minds. What happens in the playoffs? Tatum goes head-to-head with Durant, takes him down. Goes head-to-head with Giannis, takes him down. And now Jimmy Butler and Bam Adebayo, adios. Jason Tatum is playing on another level, Colin. He is, right now, I think he's making a case to be a top five player in the league, right? He is unstoppable, averaging 27-6-6. He's gotten help from Jaylen Brown, and Miami's just so beat up. You feel bad for the Heat, Spoelstra, Butler, but it's a wrap tonight. Celtics close out the Heat.
Tomorrow's headlines today, so it would be Celtics Warriors in the finals. What would the headline be, J-Mac?
Huge win for the league, right? You get the coastal battle. The headline will be Splish Splash, Warriors taking a championship bath. Woo! Golden State taking the NBA title. And Colin, I know what we're going to be doing for the next 3-4 weeks on your show. We're going to be talking about the best dynasty in modern NBA history. No. Yes, better than Kobe and Shaq's Lakers, better than Jordan's Bulls, better than the Spurs. The way these Warriors have come back after 2 years of no playoffs and now win the title, Colin, we're talking about historic stuff from Steph Curry and company. Have you seen the reports? Golden State getting healthier. Iguodala may be able to play with now a week off. Okay, the Mitten, Gary Payton's young son, he's going to be back from injury. And Otto Porter missed the closeout game. Don't scoff at Otto Porter, okay? The Warriors now could go 9, maybe 10 deep.
Yep.
And I think they really are the team to beat here. I can't tell if it goes 6 or 7, but I'm certain of this. The Golden State Warriors are your NBA champs.
Tomorrow's headlines today. Let's talk dysfunction. What's the headline for Kyrie and the Nets this offseason?
This is not good. If you're a Brooklyn Nets fan right now, things are not going well, Colin. Kyrie Irving, kind of on the outs. The headline will be, Kyrie cuts loose, wanders flat earth. Sorry to get the dig in there, Nets fans. Listen, this is off the reservation stuff, Colin. I know a lot of people are not predicting this. I will not be shocked if Kyrie Irving just up and quits basketball. This is, as we've joked, a rebel without a cause. Okay, Kyrie Irving doesn't know what he wants, Colin. He runs his mouth, has a lot of stuff, and the Brooklyn Nets are fed up. If you read between the lines, the front office is out on him. They are not going to be offering him an extension. So Kyrie, there's a chance he doesn't like what he wants in Brooklyn. He's not the guy there anymore. Okay, we know he said, we don't need a coach. Me and KD can be the coach. Steve Nash is still there. Okay, Kevin Durant has to be wondering what the heck's going on. I believe Kevin Durant is in like Greece right now vacationing. Yep. Kyrie Irving, Colin, let's monitor the situation. If he up and leaves the NBA because he wants to start some kind of revolution, we know America's got a lot of problems right now. I don't think Kyrie's the guy to solve them, but it would not shock me if he just says, I'm done as an NBA pro. That would be shocking, but it wouldn't shock me.
Tomorrow's headlines today, more dysfunction on the West Coast, Westbrook Lakers offseason. What's the headline?
All right, so I did float this on my podcast this week, and Portland Trailblazers fans were not happy. The headline will be, uh-oh, it's Magic. Lakers flip Russ for Damian Lillard. Now, before people screen grab this and you laugh and Joy rolls her eyes, I'm just telling you guys, Portland is in a world of trouble, right? They have not had a top 10 pick in about 9 years, and they're stuck in that like middle class, Colin, where you don't want to be. You're just like an okay team. You're going to be in the luxury tax. You're going nowhere fast. How do you reboot quickly, Colin, in the NBA? You bottom out. Look at the Hawks. They bottom out, get Trae Young back in the conference finals last year. Look at the Mavs. Bottom out, get Luka, conference finals. What the Blazers need to do is say, Dame, we love you. You are our guy, but we're not going anywhere with you, man. It's not happening. We're not getting DeAndre Ayton. I believe an option is there. If you can get the Lakers to part with two future first-round picks, Russ, THT, those two future picks will be extremely valuable. And I just wonder, Colin, if Portland says, you know, we're not going anywhere. Why don't we be a 19-win team next year and we get the number one pick?
Yeah.
And oh, by the way, we get the Lakers' future number ones and we start all over. Colin, I know you're not going to like Damian Lillard to the Lakers. People are going to think it's Jason is pie in the sky, but you don't want to be in the middle class, which is where Portland is.
Tomorrow's headlines today, Lakers' new head coach. I like Doc. What say you?
Doc Rivers. Colin, I've been pulling my hair out. You see, I need a haircut. All week when I hear you saying Doc Rivers. Give me a break. The headline will be Lakers go ham, hire Darvin, best known right now as a guy who shattered a backboard in the NCAA tournament. He's been on the Bucks staff. He's a player's coach.
Yeah.
Colin, Robert Horry came on my podcast 3 weeks ago and said, keep an eye on Darvin Ham. Now Darvin Ham's a finalist. I don't see the love affair with Doc Rivers. Okay. All this guy does in the playoffs is choke. I know he's out here in L.A. He's probably got your ear. Maybe you're going to dinner with him and hanging out. Doc Rivers ain't the guy. That is not a good fit for the Lakers. Darvin Ham, bring him home. It's a tough first job to coach the Lakers. And oh, by the way, LeBron James on the same team. So it's a tough one for Darvin Ham, but I like it. Reboot under a player's coach.
What's wrong if I go to dinner with Doc Rivers?
Nothing's wrong. That's cool. That's fun. That's
tomorrow's cool. Headlines today, finally, minute and a half left. Luka and the Mavs this offseason. What do they do?
Okay. I don't think it's difficult. I don't think the answer is Rudy Gobert or DeAndre Ayton. The headline will be Luka goes on the Orange Julius diet. How about this, Colin? Julius Randle wants out of New York. Brunson, the point guard of the Mavs, he loves New York. What if we did a sign and trade Brunson for Randle? We know the Warriors, the Mavs lack toughness on the interior. They let the Warriors run a layup line in the post. This was an embarrassing series. Randle's not a great defender, but he's tough inside, will give you double-doubles. I think he was top 20 in the league in double-doubles this year. And again, Brunson isn't a huge loss. Reminder, Mavs fans, Hardaway Jr. comes back off injury. So you got Luka's the one, Randle the two, Hardaway the three, Dinwiddie the four. I think that works in Dallas, and they can get back to the conference finals.
Yeah, I don't think it's a terrible idea. J-Mac, it's a pleasure. We'll talk soon. Thanks, buddy.
All right, pal.
I don't know if I'd pull the trigger on it, but that's kind of the two I'm talking about. Doesn't need the ball in his hands all the time, Julius Randle. Tough, will defend better, will rebound. That's not a terrible idea. Klay Thompson's perfect. You're not getting him. But somebody that doesn't need the ball in their hands can give you 20. Randle can give you 20. But he's not a guy that if you double him, you have to double Luka. That leaves Randle some opportunity. That's not a terrible idea. I'm not sure if they'll do it.
And
but
he
it's
is
not...
right about Hardaway. Like you forgot.
Absolutely.
He's injured.
That's right. Hustler Turf, brand lawn care pros trusted for years. Go to hustlerturf.com, dealer near you, hustlerturf.com. Monday's a holiday. Many people take it off and should. Not Joy Taylor, not me. We will be here. I can't wait. Joy, you have a great weekend.
You too.
And thanks, everybody, for listening. We will be back on Monday. Busy weekend live in L.A. It's The Herd.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at AmericanExpress.com/withAmex.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.